freeloading renter girlfriend said that I love big cocks.
Today I'm resigning from the Australian Greens to join the Labor Party.
Oh, not that big cocks. I prefer this one. Peter Dutton. I've been so busy. Oh, this is amazing. We actually found a farmer who would allow me on his property, but their kids kept telling me that their dad wants to show me the wood chipper in the back shed. Oh, they just love me in Tasmania. I remember how warmly I was welcomed last time I visited.
What are you going to do about it, Albo? There's blokes in cash sleeping on the corner.
Oh, but this time was different because we didn't tell anybody that we were coming.
You want to see something really scary?
Guess what? I've got dandruff all over my jacket.
And I just couldn't believe it.
But I've also got some other news. Bring out the GIMP. The cost of living crisis is over. This is great news for poor people. Instead of eating home brand cornflakes for dinner, you'll be able to afford Kellogg's.
Beautiful. Beautiful.
And with this generous 3.5% wage increase, you'll only be behind in your rent by 2 weeks. Instead of 4.
I was issued with a notice to vacate the property last week.
Yeah, this is a real game changer. Instead of having your heating on for 45 minutes a day, now you can afford to have it on for an hour. Now all your friends will be calling you money bags because that housing deposit that was going to take you 35 years to save for is only going to take 34 years.
Let's talk about housing, Prime Minister.
Do you want to... Yeah, I think you've had your say.
So when this wage increase kicks in, why don't you treat yourself to 5 KFC tenders instead of 3?
Who knows?
But don't get too excited, because those small businesses that have to pay for this wage increase, well, they'll be all out of business before Christmas.
В своей агрессивной антироссийской политике Запад перешел всякую грань. Мы постоянно слышим угрозы в адрес нашей страны, нашего народа.
Today I'm resigning from the Australian Greens to join the Labor Party, to sit as a Labor Senator as part of the Albanese government.
I've got an announcement to make. I love big cocks. And there's nothing more satisfying than a big fat Indigenous First Nations cocks. So it's with a big smile on my face that I welcome Dorinda Cox to the Labor Party. Now, if you didn't notice, Big Cox is an Aborigine. She's from the taxpayer-funded freeloading clan. And she was also accused by her staff members of being a bully. So you can see that Big Cox will slide in nicely with our Labor values of bullying, deception and mismanagement. Now, Big Cox will be able to discuss bullying with two of the best in the business, this bowl-headed scissorer with a strap on and this nasty bullying swamp goblin with a head like a bucket full of cold vomit. I just get so excited at the thought of working with Big Cox every day.
Give your meat a good old rub.
You know, the Greens and Labor are very similar in their core values. We both hate Australia Day. We both wish that Jews didn't exist. And we both want to divide the country by race. And last of all, we're both communists. So you can see that pulling cocks out prematurely and inserting it into the back door of the Labor Party, wasn't a big deal.
I like big cocks.
Yeah, boy.
Некоторые безответственные политики на Западе не только говорят о планах по организации поставок в Украине дальнобойных наступательных вооружений.
There is a cost of living crisis. Guess what? Your right to disconnect is working. I'm giving all Australians the chance to disconnect from a socialist government for a day, just so you can remember what Australia used to be like before a retarded moron who was raised by a single mother with rheumatoid arthritis took over.
Систем, которые позволят наносить удары по Крыму, другим регионам России. Такие террористические удары, в том числе и с использованием западного оружия, уже наносятся по пригранично населенным пунктам Белгородской и Курской области.
Have you got Tourette's or something?
Вот пошел и ядерный шантаж.
But most importantly, I'm giving you the right to disconnect from this dwarf-headed little snake mouth, so you can remember what it was like when you could afford your gas and electricity bills. So help me celebrate, switch off from a commie homo for a day and experience how good Australia used to be.
Also, it's the cheapest form of energy. Also, it's the cheapest form of energy. Also, it's the cheapest form of energy.
Also, it's the cheapest form of energy.
К атомной электростанции, что грозит атомной катастрофой.
G'day, it's your favourite Prime Minister. My free urgent care clinics. It's just amazing. But if you need an actual doctor, tough titties, you'll have to pay for it yourself. This Medicare card is as useful as a blind goat herder at a Ramadan festival. Now, these urgent cares are available to everybody, unless you're a Jew or an Aborigine, in which case we'll give you a BWS or Dan Murphy gift voucher.
Обстрелах Запорожской атомной электростанции, что грозит атомной катастрофой.
G'day, kid. It's your dad, Brucey Pascoe. And it's time you got your lazy ass out of here. You're clogging up the system. What do you mean there's no doctors here? It looks like you and your baby are shit out of luck. Ah, crap. We run out of Panadol already. What do you mean you've had to refer patients to actual doctors where they'll have to pay out of their own pocket? Oh, and all these urgent cares are free. They just appeared out of thin air, like this Medicare card out of my ass.
Но и о высказываниях некоторых высокопоставленных представителей ведущих государств НАТО о возможности и допустимости применения против России оружия массового поражения.
What is it?
He should stop with all the photo ops and just do his day job.
Что наша страна также располагает различными средствами поражения.
This is Prime Minister Anthony Albanese. How are you?
When are you gonna sit down and have a chat to Trump? You spineless coward!
И при угрозе территориальной целостности нашей страны для защиты России и нашего народа.
Bruce Springsteen! Bruce Springsteen!
Товарищ Верховный Главнокомандующий Вооруженными силами Российской Федерации, войска Московского гарнизона Параду Победы готовы. Генерал армии Шойгу.
Товарищи солдаты и матросы, сержанты и старшины, мичманы и прапорщики.
See ya. Wouldn't want to be ya.
Let it go. Let it go.
That's just not fair.
Hello.
I love big cocks.
believe it.
Это не блеф.